This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkey's leader and the UN chief met with Ukraine's president in a high-powered bid to ratchet down a war raging for nearly 6 months, but little immediate progress was reported. AP correspondent Karen Thomas reports.
Meeting in the western city of Lviv, far from the front line, the leaders discussed prisoner of war exchanges and security at a Russian-controlled nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine. The leaders talked about arranging for UN atomic energy experts to visit and help secure the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the plant must urgently be demilitarized.
Common sense must prevail to avoid any actions that might endanger the physical integrity, safety or security of the nuclear plant. And the facility must not be used as part of any military operation.
Earlier this summer, the UN and Turkey brokered an agreement clearing the way for Ukraine to export 22 million tons of corn and other grain stuck in its Black Sea ports since the Russian invasion. Guterres hailed the agreement as a success. I'm Karen Chamas.
The World Food Program said on Friday the nearly two-year conflict in Ethiopia has left almost half the population of Tigray region without adequate food, as aid groups struggled to reach rural areas because of insufficient fuel supplies. Even though the delivery of aid resumed after the federal government declared a unilateral ceasefire in March, malnutrition rates have skyrocketed and are expected to worsen. The United Nations agency said in an assessment, services such as banking and telecommunications were cut in Tigray, home to around 5.5 million people, days after the National Army and Allied Forces pulled out a year ago, and they have yet to be restored. This is VOA News. Following devastating floods this year in Australia, a new report recommends rescue training for residents, including children. VOA's Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
An official report into the floods commissioned by the New South Wales state government has found that residents in the highest risk areas near the city of Lismore should be relocated urgently. The inquiry has made 28 recommendations. They include a state buyback of flood-prone properties and land swaps to enable property owners to move to higher ground. Flood rescue training for residents, including children, is also recommended. Mary O'Kane, a former Australian chief scientist, co-authored the report. She told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation that flood-prone communities had to be better protected.
We're also recommending that we make sure with floods people are out of harm's way as much as possible. Floods are a predictable disaster in the sense we know where they will happen. They will happen in floodplains. And we need to make sure that people are not living in the direct line of the water.
The New South Wales government has promised to implement all 28 recommendations. Australia's Bureau of Meteorology said this year's record-breaking floods were caused by a La Nina weather pattern that could well have been made worse by global warming. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
A strike by London underground workers brought the British capital's transit network to a grinding halt. The action on Friday came a day after a nationwide walkout by railway staff. No subway trains were running on most of London's tube lines because of the strike over jobs, pay, and pensions by members of the Rail, Maritime, and Transport Union. Passengers were being advised not to travel by subway. Another rail strike is scheduled for Saturday as Britain endures a summer of strikes by workers demanding pay increases to offset soaring food price and energy hikes. Postal workers, lawyers, British Telecom staff, and port workers have all announced walkouts for later this month. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has met the UN chief and Turkey's leader in Ukraine. Little progress was reported on expanding Ukraine's grain exports, the volatile situation at the Russian-occupied nuclear plant, and efforts to help end the war. It was Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's first visit to Ukraine since the outbreak of the war, and the second by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.